I'm here this week to talk about No Weather Radio Awareness Week. We come out every year and try to promote the importance of folks having a No Weather Radio on hand for whatever weather emergencies head their way, or if they're out camping or hiking or doing anything like that. It's a really important tool for folks to have to get the latest
weather. Odd that you would talk about that in February when you're right. When you think about it, it's a lot of the outdoor activities, but there's still cross-country skiing, ice fishing, all that other good stuff.
And it's a year-round thing. I mean, you kind of pick any time of the year to come out and try to promote it, and it's going to be valid throughout the entire year. Obviously, there's newer technologies eventually coming out where folks will be able to get targeted alerts to their cell phones and things like that. But in an area where we live up here in a rural part of the country, we actually have better weather radio coverage than we have cell phone coverage in a lot of areas.
And that's one thing I don't think people realize, because when years ago when we started talking about this, it was very spotty. And there's been a real effort to make sure that there's blanketed coverage with NOAA right now.
Absolutely, yeah. And so we've done a lot of work over the last several years, 5 or 10 years, to expand the coverage. And pretty much anywhere you go in the UP now, you can get a weather radio broadcast. And it's not just applicable here. I mean, obviously, if people are traveling down south, we're getting ready to head into the peak of towards severe weather season and a lot more tornado activity and things like that. And people can take them anywhere they go.
So we talk about weather radio. We're talking about an actual physical a receiver or something, or what are we talking about?
It is a special radio receiver that folks have to go out there and purchase to receive the special frequencies that the weather radio or the weather service broadcasts on. Mm-hmm. You can go out to an electronics store, go online, purchase them. They're probably about $30 or so, and the neat thing about it is you can go in, you can program in a special code for your county, so then you're only getting weather and non-weather emergency alerts for your particular county, and you have access to weather information 24 hours a day.
And these are nice, too, because we have one in the camper that we use, and you can set it on, I think it's standby or something like that, and it's not going to go off unless there's a warning that's issued, which is kind of a nice thing. And you mentioned like $20, $30. I think ours was $40 10 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, they vary in price, obviously, from, you know, $20.
Well, you can get the bells and whistles one, then you'll come wake you up at night.
Absolutely.
You know, kind of thing. I got a buddy of mine who's a meteorologist, and he's got one, I think it was $700.
What?
Yeah. But it looks like this council that I'm sitting
at right
here.
Hopefully that one cooks some breakfast. But
I mean, I'm not kidding. It looks a lot like this council that I'm sitting at. It's got a little bit of everything, and he can actually bring in, you know, it programs into his laptop and some other stuff, so he can bring in weather radio from like all over the country.
Wow,
kind of stuff. So I mean, that if you want to go hardcore, you can do that as with any technology.
That's a bit much. I think you can just get the smaller unit that you can take with you.
Yeah, it's kind of a smoke detector for weather, like we could like to call it. And
it's not an app yet, is it?
No, there isn't an app out there. I mean, I think there are some where you can get weather radio broadcasts, but there's nothing that's going to necessarily
send
you an alert
up
on your phone to say that you're in a particular hazard area.
So with it being the awareness week, I mean, other than us, you know, what are you doing to make people aware of it?
The big thing is going out and talking to folks, like doing the show this morning. We have information available on our website, weather.gov, and click on the UP, and you could get the latest information and some of the tidbits we're trying to get out and promote this week. And those are really the big things, and just people take a second and say, you know, if I'm going to be doing a lot of outdoor activities, maybe it'd be a nice little thing to have on hand, a nice portable weather radio to help them.